Hi, it's Helen Knight, one of the tax writers here at Mercia, and I'm back with another edition of the Mercia podcast. And today we are looking at the return of the associated company rules. So as most of you will be aware, despite a bit of back and forth at the end of last year, the increase in the main rate of corporation tax to 25% went ahead from April 2023. And this main rate applies to companies with profits exceeding £250,000. What we've also seen is the reintroduction of the small companies rate of 19%, and that's for companies with profits not exceeding £50,000. Now, this has been a bit of a change. We've been on a flat rate of corporation tax for several years. We originally had a tiered system, but that got abolished back in Finance Act 2014. So what we have seen with the reintroduction of these new rules is that we have got the reintroduction of the associated company rules as well. Now, the purpose of these rules is to try and stop traders dividing their business in order to try and benefit from a lower rate of corporation tax. So splitting their trade out into multiple companies, for example, to try and bring their profits below that £50,000 small companies threshold. So what the rules say is that those two, the £50,000 and £250,000 threshold, are divided by the number of associated companies. And what do we mean by associated companies? Well, they are two or more companies, and they are associated if one company controls the other, or both are controlled by the same person or group of persons. Now, person in this instance can be a company, or it can be an individual. So, for example, an individual which owns four different companies, those four companies would be treated as associated. So we would need to divide the thresholds when we are working out the corporation tax payable by each of them. So each of those four companies would become subject to corporation tax at the main rate of 25% when their profits exceeded £62,500. Being the £250,000 threshold divided by four associated companies. For these purposes, we do get to include any dormant companies and also any passive holding companies. And what we mean by that is those which just hold shares in other companies and pass any dividends they receive onto their shareholders. We do, however, need to include overseas companies when we're thinking about the number of associates. Why do these new rules potentially cause issues? Well, first of all, is when we are thinking about this idea of control, the usual test for control is only more than 50% of the shares. But how the legislation words this is that it means that there may be other situations where other tests, such as entitlement to assets on winding up, give a different answer. So it might be quite complex to define this idea of control in the first place. The second issue is that the associated company rules are going to impact more widely because they are also going to be reintroduced for the legislation on profit limits for testing whether or not a company has to make quarterly instalment payments of corporation tax. And also when we are thinking about the rules around long life assets and patent box, these are also going to be impacted by the change to the associated company rules. Previously, these quarterly instalment payments, long life asset and patent box rules, they had the 51% group company rules. And the key difference here is that two companies are 51% group companies if either one controls the other or both run to the control of another company. So we have had a change here from companies only being considered 51% group companies if they were controlled by another company two controlled by a person or group of persons. It's much more widely defined. So for our previous example, where we had the individual owning four different companies, they wouldn't have been considered 51% group companies, so they would have only paid quarterly instalment payments if each of their profits were over £1.5 million. From April 2023, because we're moving to these associated company rules, they become associated companies, and therefore they're going to fall to be large for quarterly instalment payments if their taxable augmented profits exceed £375,000 now. So we're going to see an increasing number potentially of companies who are required to make their payments in instalment payments, which could have a cash flow impact. The third issue then is that there's a bit of added complexity in terms of how the definition of associated companies is calculated compared to that 51% group company rule. Firstly, you need to include the shares owned by associates. So by associates, what we mean here is associates of the person. So the spouse or civil partner, any siblings, any direct descendants, so parents or grandparents, and any direct descendants, so children or grandchildren. You also include business partners, and in some cases, the trustees of a trust. So what we could get to here is if we have person A owning 100% of company X and person B owning 100% of company Y, if those two people are siblings, for example, or spouses, those two companies might well be considered associated. The only time that you can ignore shares owned by relatives when you're thinking about this idea of control is where there is no substantial commercial interdependence between those two companies. And substantial commercial interdependence is decided with regard to the degree of financial, economic, or organizational interdependence. So the kind of things we're thinking about here are things like shared premises, common customers. If the activities of one benefit the other, if one's got a financial interest in the other, those are all factors which are likely to indicate commercial interdependence, and therefore those two companies may well be considered associated. The second point of complexity is in that definition. Two companies are associated if they are controlled by the same person or group of persons. So we need to think about aggregate holdings as well. So, for example, if we had two people, they might be completely separate individuals, but if they both had shareholdings of 30% each in two different companies, the two companies would be associated because they would both be controlled by the same group of persons. So, in short, this was a bit of a whistle-stop tour going through some of the situations that can be impacted by these new associated company rules. We're potentially going to see a lot more cases where companies are considered associated where they previously wouldn't have been 51% group companies. And this could impact several aspects, from the rate of corporation tax, which is applied, to when that tax needs to be paid. And there's such a lot to unpick in this that we're in the process of writing a new course on that. So we're expecting to launch that to deliver it in the autumn. So please do keep an eye on our website to see when that course is launched for booking. Otherwise, thank you for listening today.
Thank you for listening to the Mercia podcast. For more information on this topic, please visit mercia-group.com.